Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Social Media Detox, Real Life Recovery. Your daily dose of sanity in this crazy digital world. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and let me ask you something. Ever feel like you're constantly plugged in, but somehow still completely disconnected? Like you're scrolling through a million lives, but your own feels kinda, well, empty? You know that feeling when your phone vibrates, and you jump out of your skin even if it's just your mom texting about dinner? Yeah, me too, but here's the thing. We live in an age where technology is designed to be addictive. It's like a virtual playground built for instant gratification. And while there are amazing things about this digital world, connecting with people across continents, learning new skills, finding your tribe, it can also take a toll on our mental well-being if we're not careful. That's why today, we're diving deep into something super important. Building resilience in the digital age. Think of resilience as your inner superpower. The ability to bounce back from setbacks, handle stress like a champ, and keep moving forward even when things get tough. It's about finding that balance, folks, so you can thrive in both the online and offline worlds. Ready to level up? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you build that digital resilience. First off, awareness is your secret weapon. Seriously, take a step back and honestly assess how social media affects you. Do you feel more anxious after scrolling through Instagram? Do certain platforms make you compare yourself to others? Recognizing these triggers is the first step towards taking control. Remember, knowledge is power, my friends. Next up, set boundaries. This isn't about becoming a hermit. It's about creating healthy habits. Schedule specific times for checking social media and stick to them like glue. Turn off notifications when you need to focus, or better yet, create phone-free zones in your life, like during meals or before bedtime. You'll be amazed how much more present you feel. Now, let's talk about curating your feed. Think of your social media as a garden. You wouldn't want weeds taking over, right? Unfollow accounts that bring you down or trigger negative emotions. Seek out content that inspires, motivates, and genuinely adds value to your life. You have the power to choose what you consume. Remember, real life connections matter. Don't let social media become a substitute for genuine human interaction. Make time for face-to-face conversations with loved ones, join clubs or groups that align with your interests, and get out there and experience the world. Finally, practice self-care like it's a superpower. Take breaks from the digital world, engage in activities that bring you joy, prioritize sleep, eat nourishing foods, and move your body. Remember, taking care of yourself physically and mentally is essential for building resilience. It's not selfish, it's survival. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're scrolling through social media on your lunch break, comparing your life to everyone else's highlight reel. You start feeling anxious and inadequate. Suddenly, you remember that boundary you set earlier, no phone during meals. So, you put it away, grab a healthy lunch, and actually enjoy the moment. You feel grounded, present, and in control. That's the power of building digital resilience. Remember, folks, this isn't about demonizing technology or becoming a Luddite. It's about using these tools mindfully and intentionally. By being aware of our habits, setting boundaries, curating our feeds, prioritizing real-life connections, and practicing self-care, we can create a healthier relationship with the digital world, and ultimately, build a more resilient, fulfilling life. So, there you have it. 5 key takeaways to level up your resilience in this crazy digital age. Remember, you've got this. Now go out there, disconnect intentionally, and reconnect with what truly matters. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a dose of digital detox wisdom. Until next time, keep it real, keep it balanced, and stay awesome.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.